following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you like to ride, you'll love shopping at Performance Bicycle. With over 10,000 items, a lifetime guarantee, and a low price promise, PerformanceBike.com is the first choice for millions of cyclists across America. Plus, don't miss all the great values during the Deals, Deals, Deals event going on now at PerformanceBike.com. Bikes and all the gear you need for road, mountain, neighborhood, and city riding on sale now at PerformanceBike.com. Go to PerformanceBike.com now and save.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda and Mike Will with you as it begins. You can kind of pick your point of where it begins, but fall camp is over and the Husker season begins this Saturday, and we are live at Memorial Stadium here in Lincoln, sixth floor of the Memorial Stadium press box, overlooking the brand new turf, the brand new field, the brand new addition to the East Stadium that is now open and ready to go with the ribbon cutting last week, where Memorial Stadium will now hold over 90,000 fans. And Bo Pelini's press conference coming up at approximately 11:30. We'll have that for you. We'll talk with offensive lineman Andrew Rodriguez of the Huskers as well, going into his senior season from Aurora, and get his thoughts on where this line is and where his football career has taken him. He's had some up and downs here at Lincoln, but we look forward to chatting with him. Plus, we'll look at some of the weekend in sports. John Cook going to have probably a big announcement here regarding Kelsey Robinson, who got injured in the red-white game, and he's getting ready to address the media right now. But Mike, Will, here it is.
I'll tell you what, and now it feels like football time. We come to a Memorial Stadium each and every year for this kind of the kickoff event here with the Bo Pelini and the gang. We're in the stadium. We look down on the turf. You mentioned the East Stadium over there, which looks absolutely awesome as we look straight across from it. How about those people that have these seats up there in the new stadium on the top row? You're a long way from the field, but I think from all the indications, I know the people that have been over there, those are going to be great seats over there on the east side.
So better wear a hat the first couple of days. I'll tell you that.
It's going to be hot this weekend, too.
I'll tell you what, those are not my kind of seats over there, but just to maybe be able to get in, and you see some folks kind of working in the top row in the southeast corner here at Memorial Stadium. It's just going to add even more. And actually, those seats are as high as the west side here where we are. And and where the video bay is up on the seventh floor here. So it will all be news, 7 o'clock, Nebraska, Wyoming, on the Big Ten Network coming up on Saturday night. And, of course, radio coverage of every Husker game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, with pregame at 2 o'clock. And let's just get things going here, Mike, with a couple of things that happened since we last spoke on the Doug and Daddy Show on Friday concerning the Huskers. We had just kind of had the news break that Marcus Newby had been cleared to play with the football team, and talked with Brian Munson about that. And then you have the walk-ons awarded the scholarships, which is kind of one of the things that Coach Pelini has started to do that last day of fall camp, which was Saturday. Seven players announced as a scholarship now instead of being a walk-on. And they include the youngest, Andy Janovich, the sophomore fullback who was all set to come to UNK, but then Lincoln came calling, and we all knew that Kearney lost a great one, and Lincoln gained a great one. And the sophomore is there, junior center Mark Pelini, a couple of seniors, and defensive tackle Broderick Nickens, who now looks like he's going to get plenty of playing time out of Alliance, and senior linebacker Colby Starkabom. Now, some guys had been put on for the spring semester, and then it carried over to the fall here with Ron Kellogg, Jake Long, and Will Richards. So the Huskers have seven guys there that pick up scholarship, and that puts a little extra pep in your step.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And those guys, like you said, came to Nebraska as walk-ons, and Bo has continued. That's a kind of tradition, at least getting back to that tradition of awarding walk-ons with scholarships. And he said it's a program that's going to continue for as long as he is here. So that's good news. Like you said, some of those youngsters now on scholarship, it always helps get a little little extra cash in the pocket.
And, of course, one of the things that also off the field that has got a lot of people talking is Bo Pelini's prank. On 2 weeks ago, we all knew that they had that 9 practices in 6 days scheduled, and the last practice of Friday, which was supposed to be a 2-a-day, they ended up going to a movie. And then last Friday, we all saw how it came down with Bo Pelini pulling a practical joke on his team involved Thad Randall. And I think by now, if you care about it at all or on any type of social media, you know what we're talking about. And I kind of knew when I saw it the first time, Mike, this was going to be a big deal, probably bigger than the Bo or Nebraska wanted. I mean, it was on ESPN Sports Center National Friday night. So it hadn't even been out 8 hours, and it was national.
Yeah, I saw that too as well on the social medias. Maybe a different side of Bo Pelini. Maybe some people don't really visualize that. Yeah, this guy does have a heart. It does have a different side from what we see all the time with these press conferences, or what you and I have to deal with on a regular basis when we talk to him. Really a different side. And yeah, he is. I guess he can be a little fun.
Well, and I think, I don't know how many of these things because he could have done this and they didn't have to video it or at all. I still had that sense from the day that he walked on that, like most coaches and young coaches, let's face it, he's still a young coach when it comes to Division I football. They mesh with their team. They like to have some fun. I mean, we've seen him do the Harlem Shake. We've seen him do this. We've seen him do 3 or 4 other things that publicly get out there. And then when you get to talk to the kids, the players, especially from our area, they let you know that, you know, yeah, of course there's, like every coach, he might get on you sometimes, but his demeanor is definitely way less, Texas A&M-ish than people think it is. And it was funny. It was funny. It got the team, and that's one of those perfect icebreakers right there. It was a good enough prank that the team believed what was going on, but then when it was broke, then the team could love it as well.
So. And it is had one or two guys that were in on the whole deal there. That's why they got it filmed. And I don't know if that was his cell phone that he actually smashed out in front of everybody. Maybe somebody's going to have enough guts to maybe ask him about that today. No doubt about it. It'll probably come up maybe early in this press conference. Is that an indication of how well things have gone in the preseason workouts that Bo gave him that Friday off and was a little loose on that Friday and came up with that prank? Is that how well things have gone? I get the indication that things have gone well here.
I think we've talked about this a little bit on the show, is that Coach Pelini has seemed to be a little more at ease and a little more open. But, Mike, this is something we talked about all the way back in Chicago. It's good that things are working out, but Nebraska is at a point now with stability throughout the kids, throughout the coaching staff. Yeah, there's questions with the young kids on defense, but there's going to be a question on every team no matter what. But the coaches are all stable. They're all on the same page, it sounds like. It just seems like right now this is the best Nebraska has been, obviously, under Coach Pelini, and they get to have a little fun with a lot of work. And if memory serves me right, almost every year there's a break in there. The one thing we haven't heard is Bo have to get after the team. It seems like about after the fifth or sixth practice, oh, we didn't do very good today. And we have not heard that so far this year.
No doubt about it. He's been upbeat ever since fall camp broke out of here. So, like I said, I think things are going well. Hopefully that can continue. Now they got to, like, shift gears. They're going to be in the game mode now as they begin practice later on this afternoon. They're going to have Wyoming on their minds now and all that preseason stuff is behind them, and now they got to start focusing in on their first opponent. And I don't know, this Wyoming team, I was just doing some reading on some of our prep notes. This is going to be an explosive team offensively that's going to test our young defense early. This is one of the better teams out of the Mountain West Conference that will be coming in here offensively. This is going to test our defense early.
Yeah, I think folks have to hope that things, there's no turnovers that first quarter for Nebraska. They get off to a good start here because Wyoming is the type of team that can come in and pose problems. I would say they're going to be right in that middle of the pack as far as teams in Division I. You know, they're not a top 25 team, but they're definitely not a bottom 25 team. And they can come in and do some good things. They gave Nebraska a challenge out in Laramie 2 years ago, even though Nebraska was never in real danger. It was only a seven-point game at half. Nebraska put it away in the second half and nearly were right around a 24-point deficit covered or a margin and won that ball game. But for the Wyoming Cowboys, this is a big, huge opportunity. This is going to be bigger than any game they play in the conference probably this season. And their neighbors, the Big Bowl, they want to get 4-8
last year, and they're expecting bigger and better things this year. Nebraska, meanwhile, they got the longest winning streak right now in season opening games at 27. So it's been a long time since the Huskers have lost the season opener. And I don't think they're going to be in any trouble on Saturday, but you never can tell. Like you said, Wyoming is a team that can cause some problems for you. And if the Huskers put the ball on the carpet all day long, throw some interceptions, and have some things that don't go their way, Wyoming is a team that could challenge on Saturday.
Well, and there'll definitely be a Nebraska flavor because Kevin Kugler, Eric Crouch, Damon Benning are taking care of the television. And, of course, the same great radio crew, Greg Sharp, Matt Davison, Lane Grindle on the Breeze 94.5 FM. It should be raucous in that 7 o'clock game. That's as late as you're usually going to get a kickoff here in Lincoln. And so the 7 o'clock, the heat, the whole atmosphere that has nothing to do with the actual guys in the locker room, that is going, you know, that anticipation for the first game. There's going to be some noise here, and there's going to get some people hauled out of here because of the heat. But it's going to be a big-time party atmosphere coming up on Saturday.
No doubt about it. With a new addition over here, we're going to have, obviously, record attendance here with 92,000. It's going to be sold out again. And you mentioned the heat. It's going to be a big factor here. 95 degrees is what they're calling for on Saturday. And they said it could cool down into the upper 80s by game time on Saturday. Like you said, the fans come down here and they have a good time on Saturday when we have these night ball games. I think it was last year we were down here for the season opener as well when the Huskers played here, and it was hot that day and they were pulling people out of here right and left. So if you're coming down to the ball game on Saturday, just be prepared. It's going to be a heat one. It's going to be like a sauna here on a Saturday.
And I'm thinking if you're going to be in the East Stadium, you've got all those new seats open and you got the same amount of entrances. So kind of keep that in mind as well. You know, the thing I think that maybe they should consider here is talk to our friends over at T&L and maybe get some of the water guns in here to help cool things down in this Memorial Stadium, because we all know the weather out of our control, and they could help out with T&L and their T&L irrigation system. And the beauty about it is they'd be able to get the whole crowd. It wouldn't like be start and stop. You wouldn't get to the 20 and then it stops, and then you get to the 40 and it starts again. It would get everybody in the crowd. And right now you can save $5,200 on a quarter mile pivot from T&L irrigation. Get the best water distribution for your crops during the long haul of any extended heat wave like we're going to be in this week and maybe beyond. So call T&L irrigation or your local T&L dealer. And you can always go online to TLIRR.com. TLIRR.com. Get T&L's hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
That's a segue, my man. That is a segue if I've ever seen one.
You like that, buddy? You like that? We are going to be back here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth live from Memorial Stadium as we get ready for Bo Pelini's press conference to start the 2013 season. We'll talk with Andrew Rodriguez, offensive lineman from Aurora. We'll talk a little bit more about what's going on in the world of sports, including some volleyball news. Not only the Huskers, but Hastings got their season underway. So we'll take a break. Be back with more from Lincoln right after this.
Did summer come to an end along with your wish to lose weight? Did procrastinating get the better of you? The good news is it's never too late to get started. For a limited time at Complete Nutrition, come in and save 30% on all of our weight loss kits. Our weight loss kits have helped thousands of people lose anywhere from 10 pounds to over 100 pounds. Save 30% on our number one sellers like CTS 360, ManCore, Charger, and Refirm. Come into a Complete Nutrition store today and start losing weight now. We'll do everything we can to help you reach your goals. You don't have to go at it alone. With 30% off on all of our weight loss kits, today is the time to come into Complete Nutrition and get started.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
And now here's traffic.
The streets are jammed. I've never seen anything like it.
Where do you suppose these drivers are going?
It looks like, yes, it's a BP station.
Drivers are excited about new BP driver rewards. When they sign up, they receive an instant 10 cents per gallon reward. With every second fill up, they keep earning and saving 5 cents per gallon. Pick up a BP driver rewards brochure at BP to join now. Up to 20 gallons, terms and conditions apply. See bpdriverrewards.com for details.
Now's the perfect time to fertilize your lawn to protect and strengthen it for fall. Hurry into Lowe's for everything you need to prep your yard for the change in seasons. Get Scott's Turf Builder and Winter Guard Fertilizer, one to use now and one to use later, and save 20% on both. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer valid 8/15 through 9/30. Selection varies by store. Must purchase one of each participating item of the same size. See store for details.
You probably already dressed better than Belichick.
Best dressed and worst dressed, huh? Seriously.
ESPN. But can you manage a roster?
We poll the coaches. We're going to poll the fans. We're going to poll the fourth graders. We're going to, barbers. We'll poll everybody.
Tell your players it's win this week or you're out on the street.
We're just going to do everything better.
It's Fanatics Fantasy Football. Powered by ESPNSuperstation.com. Sign up now by logging on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Set your team each week. Prizes include gift cards and pizzas from Fanatics in downtown Carmel.
That's not your whole rookie signing bonus.
Check results on the Doug and Daddy Show. And just win, baby.
And I don't want to hear about what any of the situations are. You just play. Got it?
Mostly sunny skies today. Highs near 100 with winds out of the southwest at 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows back towards 70. Then into Tuesday, more sunshine. A high of 96. Right now, 86.
Doug and Daddy Show rolls on here from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, awaiting head coach Bo Pelini and his first weekly press conference of the 2013 season, which you'll hear live here on the Doug and Daddy Show every Monday throughout the football season. And it all starts today right around 11:30. We're awaiting Andrew Rodriguez. Of course, it's also the first day of class. And, Mike, this also means it's the first day of the full team at practice. You've got that 105 limit. And as we know, most programs, including Nebraska, have more than 105 that dress. So that's why you want all your work done coming into today, and then you get into your weekly practice routine, which is about the same every week.
Yeah, you go through the drills, and like you said, everybody's going to be out there. It's going to be a full practice field today when they hit the turf later on this afternoon. But like we said before the break, it's going to be in the game mode now. Things are going to be a little different than maybe what they've gone through the last two and a half, 3 weeks when they've been going through their two-a-days and things like that. So it's going to be game mode now, and all the concentration will be on the Wyoming Cowboys for Saturday.
And the weather has cooperated. They're really the first time Friday – late last week was really the first time that there was some heat. They were asked about it. They were in shape, but this will be different. Mid-90s all week, and yes, they can go inside, but they will do some outside. And how will that put any tire legs or do any tiring of the team or any team, whether it's the Huskers or Wyoming or a high school team going into this weekend? Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question for the day. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We've been asking you who you like in each of the major college football divisions, and
over the weekend, we went with who will win the Big Ten. And you know what? You tried, folks, to push Nebraska through there. But 47% say Ohio State, 41% say Nebraska, and there were a couple of votes in there for Michigan. They get 12%. So a Big Red Nation hoping that it's Nebraska and Ohio State, or predicting that it's Nebraska and Ohio State. So now we're going to get into some NFL, get your thoughts on the National Football League, which begins 1 week from Thursday. And who's going to win the AFC West? We've got a lot of fans in here, Chiefs and Broncos. You throw in the Chargers and the Raiders. And Mike Will, you're a diehard Chiefs fan. Can you, in good conscience, vote that the Chiefs will win the AFC West this year?
I cannot say that. I cannot say that.
However, got a few fist pumps here in the press
box. However, can the Chiefs get a wild card and things like that? I think the Chiefs are going to be a lot better. Obviously, last year was not what they're anticipating. This year, I think 500 for the Chiefs. Maybe a game over 500. Would that get them in?
I think they can be in the playoff mode. I think there's everybody is on board with the Broncos.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And I think the Chiefs can definitely be second in the AFC West. My vote today is the Denver Broncos. Despite Von Miller, despite a couple of injuries in there, just Peyton Manning seems to rule all.
Yeah, I'd have to go with Denver, too, although I'm not a big Denver Bronco fan. But I'll put Denver out there for the champions of the AFC West. But look for the Chiefs, maybe a close second there.
And that is our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day. Midtown Mark Cooler question can always be voted on at ESPNSuperstation.com. So get a chance and do that here over the next 24 hours and make your voice heard. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, before we get into Bo Pelini, which is live here on the Doug and Daddy Show at the bottom of the hour, let's get to a couple of volleyball notes here. Coach John Cook just moments ago discussing the injury that was suffered, and you hate this. You hate injuries anytime, but you're out there, you're going through your scrimmage, and for the Huskers, one of the new All-Americans that transferred in, senior outside hitter Kelsey Robinson, had to leave in game two with a left shoulder injury. And Coach Cook saying it was a non-separation and she is lifting today. Now, how much that is with that shoulder, that's another thing. So that's some pretty good news, it sounds like, that non-separation of the shoulder and is in good condition to continue with the volleyball team.
And she was a major cog in what they have planned for this year, an outside hitter. And then John was talking about over the weekend, if she would happen to be down for any amount of time, that would really deplete their depth that they have that position and would cause some problems, maybe make them switch their offense a little bit with her out of the lineup. So maybe she can come back, even if she has to sit a week or two. That's definitely good news there.
Yeah, Robinson, of course, transferred into Nebraska. She's a senior outside hitter. Then you've got Paul Miller, the center, that has come in from Tennessee, junior Mary Paul Miller. You got all these 10 new kids, and they're not all freshmen, so that's why very important to keep those non-freshmen healthy. And Nebraska will open the season here just right around the corner, getting things going at St. Louis this weekend, where they play Louisiana Monroe, Auburn, and St. Louis Friday and Saturday to get their season underway, and then they'll return home to open up. It was a jammed house here, 8,200 at the Devaney Center. It looks great. Everybody's happy. And outside of that brief moment there where they had to take her off the court, everybody seemed to love it. And the Olympians with Jordan Larson, Nancy Metcalf, the alumni team with those Olympians, they did beat the current Huskers in a 3-set match.
That's not really too surprising, is it?
It's not concerning. It's not no. overly concerning, I'll say that.
John Cook, I watched his press conference following that outing on Saturday. I think he was kind of in awe of what the Devaney Center looks at. It looks like right now after the big renovation. He said he found himself out there just kind of out in the middle of the court, just kind of staring around. He said it's a far cry from when he first came here, when his offices were, I think he said it was in an equipment closet or someplace. That's where they started with Nebraska volleyball. He says this is how far we have progressed, and now we got to maybe one of the best volleyball facilities anywhere, at least in the central part of the United States.
You can always join the Doug and Daddy Show. Shoot us an email. email, kkprsports@hotmail.com. kkprsports@hotmail.com is my personal one, but if the Doug and Daddy program, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, you can tweet us. ES at ESPN 1460 1550. We're on Facebook as well. Facebook is ESPN Superstation. So, any way you want to get a hold of us, there we are. Phone number 888 455 ESPN 888 455 3776. Hastings College volleyball team, Michael, got off to a good start. They won a five setter. They lost the last match of the weekend, a four setter, with some teams that were right around their caliber. Not in the top 25, but were receiving some votes, and 3-1 for Hastings. They get ready to go to Columbia, Missouri this weekend.
Yeah, they played in the Red Raider Classic over in Orange City, Iowa. They thought they could go at least 2-2, maybe 3-1. That's what happened. They went 3-1. They lost to a Baker University in that last ball game. They were a little bit more experienced than Hastings. I guess when the NAIA poll came out, the top 25, yeah, Hastings lost four of their starters from last year, but I thought they had good depth on the team. They finished 30-6. They played in the quarterfinals last year and did not get ranked in the preseason top 25 poll. I thought that was a little bit of a surprising note there. And then Hastings comes out and goes 3-1 in the opening tournament, the opening classic of the season. So we'll find out what happens. I think Hastings is going to have a very good volleyball team when the season gets going here in earnest.
UNK still a week away. They open at home next Friday, September the 6th. This week, not only the Huskers, but we're into week zero football. All A and B will get their games going. I'll be back here in Lincoln for Kearney High and Pius on 98.9, and you're opening with Hastings and Seward.
Hastings High with a brand new coach, brand new offense, and a very young foot going to be taking on the Seward Blue Jays, another team that has a new head coach. And those type of games, they're always kind of scary when you got two green coaches, so to speak. They're going to score off in the opener. And I watched the Hastings High scrimmage on Friday night. They got a brand new offense going, and they still got a lot of work to do. So hopefully the Tigers can come out of the gate on Friday night.
Yeah, so some good football. And, of course, we will have our Friday night scoreboard show on Classic Hits 98.9 and 1230 AM KHAS. You'll be able to catch all that with Merritt Lawson and Tyson will be there as well. Tyson Hronik, as he's been doing us. Glad to have both of those guys on. Awaiting Bo Pelini here at the bottom of the hour. Doug Duda, Mike Will live from the Nebraska press conference. One more thing before we go to our break and then have Coach Zach Darlington. I know a lot of people wanted to watch him play. He was on ESPNU, his high school football game on Saturday. Didn't end well for him. He got waxed in the fourth quarter, head on the turf. And, you know, kind of scary. They took him out on a stretcher, put him on a helicopter to get him out of there. And they're still monitoring him. Well, I don't know how much concussion to bad concussion, but the diagnosis was that concussion and under observation over the weekend.
That's a scary little thing. I didn't see it personally. I was at the Hastings College scrimmage on Saturday afternoon, but we definitely heard all about it. You monitor your Twitter accounts and everything. They were blown up as a lot of folks concerned, a Nebraska recruit and a good one down on the turf.
We'll take a break. Bo Pelini should be ready to address the media as Wyoming Week is here right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different. The menu is different. Atmosphere is different. Everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
College football is back in full stride, which means the Dr. Pepper tuition giveaway is back again to change the lives of deserving students around the country. Like our 2012 SEC winner, Garrett Booker, who overcame adversity by joining the Boy Scouts and working hard to become an Eagle Scout. Garrett is using the $100,000 tuition money to fulfill his dream of making a difference in the world. What do you want to do to change the world? Go to drpeppertuition.com and tell us your story. No purchase necessary. For a chance to compete to win up to $100,000 in tuition, head to drpeppertuition.com. Must be 18 to 24 to compete. Ends December 13th, 2013. Dr. Pepper, always one of a kind.
I'm Rachel Parrish, Navy Federal Credit Union member, and this garbage disposal is the bane of my existence. But I'm buying a new house. I got a great rate at Navy Federal. I move in next week. The disposal there, brand new. I checked.
4 million members, 4 million stories. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Visit NavyFederal.org to apply. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mostly sunny skies today, highs near 100 with winds out of the southwest at 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows back towards 70. Then into Tuesday, more sunshine, a high of 96. Right now, 86.
Doug and Daddy's show, Doug Duda, Mike Will, back with you here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, just moments away from Bo Pelini and his first press conference of the season for 2013. Just a little more on what John Cook had to say moments ago about Kelsey Robinson, saying she worked out and lifted this morning. We expect her to play this weekend. It was just a fluke thing. She's young and will heal fast. She lifted almost everything today, and that's a good sign, Mike Will, after being injured in the red, white, scrimmage Saturday.
Yeah, I remember when you were young, you could bounce back from injuries like that and have no problems and go right back to practice and do your duties. They're young. We wouldn't be able to do that now. There's no doubt about it. When we go down hard, don't we?
Yeah, my goodness. My goodness, my goodness. Waiting for Bo Pelini. We'll talk with Andrew Rodriguez more on the Huskers in Wyoming, 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Mike, anything that you still want to hear today from Coach?
I guess defense is going to be the foremost. The offense we know is going to be good. You know, they're going to be able to score some points. And the defense, I'm sure, is on everybody's mind right now. And like I said at the top of the show, Wyoming's a team that's going to test us a little bit with our young defensive secondary. And our linebacking core is going to be kind of untested for this weekend. So hopefully the defense can get off to a good start and kind of set the tone of the season on the Saturday.
It'll be interesting see how much Coach Pelini divulges about maybe who's won some of those starting positions or if he's just going to wait until Friday.
Yeah, they haven't released any kind of a depth chart up here or anything like that. And there's some great positions and some great battles going on, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But they haven't released any too deep, so to speak, as of yet.
Yeah, our friends at Husker Online, Sean Callahan, kind of put together what he thinks is going to go on out there. But you take a look at that, one of the position battles will be backup quarterback. Will Ron Kellogg be there? Will they move Tommy Armstrong in there? You also got the kicker. Are they going to go with Mauro Bondi on kickoffs and field goals and extra points, or will Pat Smith get that job done in there? How much will Nathan Jerry get in there at the Will linebacker with Zaire Anderson? Many people believe that this true freshman is going to see a lot of playing time in the opening game.
Well, so you mentioned the quarterback position, and Johnny Stanton, is he going to redshirt this year? Is he going to vie for one of those two backup spots maybe behind Taylor? That might be a question that comes up here today, because I know there was a lot of question about Johnny Stanton last week.
And then you look at the tight end position. We heard Sam Cotton got banged up over the weekend. How soon can he come back? Jake Long has been banged up. Ethan Carter is a young man that we've heard some good things about, a new guy that could get moved into the mix there. So tight end, will that be a healthy position on Saturday night?
Jake Long has not practiced a whole lot. Like you said, he's been banged up a lot of the preseason workout so far. I think he got back to practice middle of last week, and he's definitely a go for this weekend. But Jake has not taken a whole lot of reps, I don't think, in the preseason workout so far.
And then you look at that defensive end position. Avery Moss had a little trouble with the law. How is that affecting what Bo wants to do with him? And we talked about it. So that spot still kind of up there. Corner looks to be fairly decisive right now, but I think whether you're one or two, you kind of rotate in maybe about the same amount here when you get in that defensive backfield.
Especially what we're going to see weather-wise on Saturday. You're going to see a lot of folks, I think, on defense coming in there, and they got a little bit of depth they need to work on, and these non-conference type of games are the games that you want to get some folks in playing time.
Also, everybody's always interested about who's going to be returning kicks, returning punts. Coach Fellini kind of danced around that issue after Saturday's practice, just saying there'll be some of the new guys, there'll be some guys we've had, kind of like we've done in the past, and we'll have some talent back there.
At one time, they were talking about Amir Abdullah returning some kicks. I don't know if we want to. I don't know if we put our number one guy back there to return the kicks or not. But Bo, who knows? Who knows about Bo? Only Bo knows, huh?
Yeah, and I think you got to be careful though with Amir. He's awesome at doing that, but I think you get a much better chance to knock a guy out of the game or really blindside him when you're returning kicks as opposed to just being in that backfield.
You don't see that a lot with your number one guy back returning kicks. I don't care what level it is. Maybe the high school level, you put your number one running back there, but college level, certainly not the pros, you're not going to see that. So I doubt that Amir Abdul will be returning too many kicks here this season.
Also want to remind folks that our first Husker lunch of the year that always kicks off the season is in Grand Island. It's at the Plottage. So check that out on a Wednesday with our friends at GI Home Federal at the Plottage at noon. Mike will be joining me. We'll be back there to do the Doug and Daddy show from 11 to 12, and then we'll turn it over to Sean Callahan, who will be there from Husker Online to discuss Husker football and all that is went on so far and all that he is anticipating, plus the best part, he answers the questions of everybody that's in there in attendance. So it is this Wednesday, the Plottage Grand Island, and then the continuous Wednesdays, the following Wednesdays. Every Wednesday will be at Cunningham's Journal, the Loft Courtyard in Kearney, on the bricks as we have been the last handful of years. Sean Callahan, Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star, they will rotate their appearances out in Kearney to break down the previous week's game and then get you ready for the upcoming week game. But this Wednesday, Plottage, Grand Island, and we will have Wyoming coach Dave Christensen joining us live during that hour on Wednesday. Plus, we'll also be joining Bob Jensen as it's the opening week of the football season. We'll have Sean on the Doug and Daddy show before he talks to the folks there. We'll also have our Loper Link Jam Pack Wednesday show.
We got Bob Jensen on. This could be headed for a 2.5-hour show on Wednesday. There's no doubt about it with the jam-packed program we got lined up for you.
A lot of good stuff going on, and we're just a minute away from Coach Pellini and his press conference. He's just walked by our broadcast spot here at the sixth floor at Memorial Stadium, and so in just a moment here, we will turn it over to the press room, and Coach Pellini will be addressing the first time what's going on with 2013.
What do you want to hear today?
Just want to hear if things are going as well as it appears they're going and see where there are any concerns from him at this point and see what he thinks. You know, he's been breaking down Wyoming. See how dangerous he thinks Wyoming will be. See if we get any nuggets or tidbits there on this Wyoming Cowboy team that I think is going to be dangerous. The second toughest of the four games on the non-conference schedule behind UCLA. And you don't want to get off on a bad note.
No doubt about it. And like I said, Wyoming is a team that can cause us some problems, and the coach is slowly but surely making his way up to the podium here.
Yep, Doug Duda, Mike Will. We'll recap what Bo had to say after he finishes his press conference. We're expected to be joined by Andrew Rodriguez, starting offensive lineman from Aurora, and we'll hear, we anticipate, from Andrew after Coach Pellini's press conference. So don't forget, if you got a question for him, you can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. As Coach Pellini is at the mic, let's hear what he has to say. All right, there's Coach Bo Pellini wrapping up his initial press conference for the 2013 season opener against Wyoming, coming up on, of course, Saturday night at 7 o'clock. We'll give you our reaction to what the coach had to say, and we've got some special Huskers to join us as well right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Oh, what a cute little convertible.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Red's my favorite color.
Oh, mine too.
I dream of riding in a car like this.
Okay, well, hop in.
Oh! I don't believe it.
What?
Don't you add Stabil when you store?
Don't you know
Stabil keeps gas from breaking down and gumming up your engine?
Yeah, I do, but...
Don't you know it also protects against the damaging effects of ethanol?
Ethanol, well,
don't you know anything? Ooh! When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your...
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Mostly sunny skies today, highs near 100 with winds out of the southwest at 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows back towards 70. Then into Tuesday, more sunshine, a high of 96. Right now, 86.
Cool. Brent Qualley's going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show because he's tired of practicing, so he's going to come up here and join us. Doug Huda, Mike Will, Husker press conference. We just heard from Coach Pelini, and usually the longest press conference of the year is that first one, Mike, because there's a lot of questions out there. They want to know how camp went. So, Brent, let's start with you. How'd camp go?
Camp went really well. It was nice to – we weren't taking really any classes during it, so it was just nice to focus on football for 3 weeks and really get in some good work, and now it's finally time to go play someone else other than ourselves.
Did you ever have your phone go off in a meeting?
No, that's why you don't take your phone to a meeting.
You know what I was thinking when I was in the press conference a little while ago? I had my cell phone in my pocket. I thought, oh, please, nobody call me, because I could just tell what the coach would do. Was that kind of a prank off of the cuff there? Did you guys really enjoy that?
Yeah, you know, Thad Randall sold it even better than Coach Bo. So even when they put the screen up that said, you know, gotcha, we were going to a movie, I still thought it was fake. Like I believed it 100%. So they did a good job. They even fooled all the old guys who've been here for 5 years.
Senior offensive lineman Brett Qualley joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach was just asked about your crew, your O-line, and how he liked it up there. How do you like the way your O-line is setting, and how deep do you think your O-line is going into the first week?
Yeah, I really like how we're playing together. I really like, I think we can run, you know, there's up to 10 guys who are competing for significant playing time, and that's, I think it just pushes everyone to be better, and I think that it's time to finally...
We're talking with Brent Qualley here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Before we send him into the big cameras in there, Coach Pelini also said that our defense is learning from our offense. They're going up against one of the best around. So can you give us a little perspective on what you're seeing from the D-line and that side of the ball?
I think they made a huge jump from spring to fall, and you know, they're just really focusing on their techniques and how they're playing, and Coach Kaz has got them playing really well. And I think our defense, you know, a lot of people had questions and concerns with our defense coming in the season, but I really think that they've stepped up, and I'm really excited to go see, to watch them play too.
What have you seen out of Taylor Martinez in the preseason workouts?
Yeah, you know, being our third year with Coach Beck and his fourth year starting, I think he's really just taking a grasp of the whole offense and just letting it work for him, and, you know, taking what the defense gives him, you know, not trying to do too much, just do his job. And, you know, as an offensive lineman, as long as we give him time to throw the ball, he's a really good quarterback. So we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be better pass blockers this year, and really give him time to go out there and have a good season.
All right, Brent Qualley, last question we got for you. Senior, coming out of that tunnel for the final first game, has that caught up to you yet? Your thoughts as you get ready to embark on your last season?
You know, some other guys are asking me about that in interviews, and I guess I hadn't even really thought about it. And it's going to be something special with the new, you know, sitting here looking at the new East Stadium expansion. It's exciting. It's bittersweet. You know, it's going to be crazy. It's insane how time flies here, but it's gonna be a great night Saturday and kick off another good season.
What's the best part about Williston, North Dakota?
Right now, oil. That's about all that's up there right now.
I heard they're building. I heard things are prosperous. Things are going well.
Every time I go back there, there's something new. I mean, it's doubling in size every time I go back home. So it's crazy.
That's great. That's great. Well, Brent, we'll let you get in there and talk to some more folks. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good luck Saturday.
Yeah, thank you.
There's Brent Qualley joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Pleased to have him join us here as we get ready for the 2013 season. That's one thing I've already learned a little bit today is kind of the talk from the offensive side looking at Nebraska's defense.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The defense, all the youngsters over there and the seniors, so to speak, the experience on the offensive side. So they're just looking to see how the offense gets things done. I was noticing, Brent, 6'7", 315 pounds. That's one guy you don't want to maybe invite to your local buffet, huh? he's a big boy.
They have to watch him. We appreciate Brent Qualley joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll take another break. We'll be back with more, including talk a little bit about what's going on with Coach Pelini and a couple of other special guests right after this.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, has us today in Lincoln at Memorial Stadium for the opening press conference of the 2013 football season. Your Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, where over 120,014 vehicles are in stock. New vehicles start at under $16,000, plus the new Buick Encore is currently in stock. You can get up to $8,800 off a 2013 Ram and up to $11,000 off of the remaining 2013 Silverados. And you can see the complete inventory at their lot, or you can go online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, but over 100 brand-new 2014 vehicles in stock, and some of those vehicles started under $16,000. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
All right, you've heard Bo for the first time in game week mode. Anything surprise you out of the 30 minutes we heard from him?
You know, once again, thought pretty open. Once again, didn't answer questions he didn't want to answer. Didn't answer a lot about specific positions where there are still battles.
Yep.
He didn't name kickers. When he was asked about which linebackers are looking better, he still kind of covered them all. Kind of in a high school coach sort of way, you know, where at that level, everybody's ego is a little bit, you don't want to bruise anybody, and you want to make sure that you get off to the right start of the season. But, you know, I really was interested when, as we talked about with Brent Qualley there, bringing up the fact that Nebraska's defense, so many questions there, Well, they're going against maybe the best offense in the Big Ten and one of the best in the country. And so they are learning quickly or being exposed quickly, tested quickly in practice.
I think there's a lot of question marks, too, surrounding this week's opponent. They talked about Taylor Martinez and some of the adjustments that he would have to make throughout the course of the night, seeing different defenses and things like that. Same story for the defense. They're going to see multiple sets, but Bo said he's fairly confident going up against the Nebraska offense for the past 3 weeks that they would be fully committed and ready to go to play some defense on Saturday. What an interesting thing I thought kind of stuck out. He's going to play a ton of people. I get a funny feeling he's going to play a ton of people on defense. He says you could see 24, 25 guys shuttled in on the defense out of the 11 positions over there. So you're going to see a lot of folks in and out of the ball game, depending on personnel groupings and things like that. So expect a lot of folks in the ball game on defense.
And that's the thing you got to be careful with, too, because you got to get some reps to your, yep, quote, starters. You got to get those guys in there that you want in there, too, for significant series. And it depends on how the game progresses, how many plays you snap the ball on either side of the ball.
He talked about tempo of the game, too. He talked about Wyoming wanting to play a quicker type of tempo on offense, which means they're going to substitute more on the defense. That maybe is that prone to mistakes on the defensive side of the ball? We'll see.
Well, and some of the questions were kind of headed that way. Yep. Well, you have to be more patient. You know there's going to be mistakes. Well, you have to be more patient. How are you viewing handling these young guys, basically?
But once again, I get the funny feeling he's pretty confident in this football team. I think this could be a very special year for Nebraska. I just get that funny feeling, maybe something different from last year when, you know, I went to Big Ten Media Days. We came back with a lot of question marks. This year when we went, I didn't have that same feeling. I thought Bo was anxious for the season to start at that point, and I get the same feeling today. I think he's ready. I think his football team is ready to play.
Extended Doug and Daddy show on this first press conference of the year from Lincoln and Memorial Stadium. We are anticipating another one of the Huskers to join us. We were waiting Andrew Rodriguez.
There's pizza left.
What's his class?
there's pizza left. He might be in the line.
You love vowels, don't you? It's all good there. Getting to the Dent Popper inbox here. Thanks so much, John, for the email. We were talking earlier about Kelsey Robinson and on the volleyball team, where Coach Cook says she's young, she'll heal fast, and then there was something made to my effect about not being able to heal fast. And John, thank you so much, and all the part I will read on the air is love the show. Okay, thanks, John, appreciate that. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at espnsuperstation.com. A lot of linebacker questions in there today. And again, when you're talking about the kicker, you're talking about defensive tackle. It was still very broad about what they're going to do there. And also getting specifically to Wyoming, being asked early on in the press conference, in case you joined us late, what the differences were with Wyoming. Same quarterback that started as a true freshman when Nebraska played in Laramie, won that 38-14. Obviously, we know what freshman quarterback look like and how they can improve and mature. And Bo says, I think they're going to use a little bit more spread than what we saw back in 2011 at their place.
Well, yeah, naturally, you got a veteran quarterback now running that offense, very similar to Nebraska when Taylor was a freshman. We didn't do some of the things that we've seen us do in the last year or so. Same story with Wyoming. They have a veteran quarterback now, so they can do a few more things. They can show us some different sets, and that's the concern that Bo has on defense right now, if we're able to cover all these defensive sets. One thing he did say on defense is he thought Wyoming would switch things up a little bit, and we'll see a different type of defense than we saw in Laramie a couple of years ago.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And Nebraska trying to extend their season-opening win streak to 28. And, of course, a key to that is playing them at home. Yeah, coach was even asked about that, and he didn't necessarily be that. You can get that long streak when you open at home. And, you know, all things considered, Mike, this is out of 28. I'll bet if we look back, you'd say this is maybe in the upper half of strength of teams that Nebraska have played in that season opener. You know, when you talk about your Maines, your Western Illinois as that number one guy, Wyoming probably going to end this season with at least a 500 or above record. So attested on opening day, but it is at home.
I think it's a good season opener for us before we embark on our little mission here in the Big Ten Conference. So I think it's a good season opener on Saturday, and I just hope we play well.
But Brett Smith, that's the kid you're going to have to listen about. That's the kid that's going to be brought up all week by Nebraska media. He's going to have a great game if Washington hopes to be around in this one in the second half. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Starting Wednesday, save 50% off the entire store at Gap Outlet. $14.99 sweaters, $6.99 tees, and more. And starting Thursday at Banana Republic Factory Store, save 50% off everything. $19.99 dresses and denim, $12.99 polos, $9.99 tops. Hurry, sale ends Labor Day. To find a store near you, go to gap.com/outlet stores or bananarepublic.com/factory store. Sale excludes gift cards and Gap outlet clearance.
I just can't handle the scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit geico.com.
The reality of today's real estate market is that there are more buyers than listings. Preparation plus the resources afforded by OneRocky.com can put you in the home you want, while delaying could cost you both dollars and the home you want. OneRocky.com, the right website. OneRocky.com, the right smartphone app. Rocky Geyser, the right real estate agent.
This is Rocky Geyser. If you're not on OneRocky.com, you're not on the right website.
If you care, call Rocky Geyser, because he does. OneRocky.com.
The 2013 Oregon Trail Rodeo at the Adams County Fairgrounds takes place over the Labor Day weekend with performances on August 30th, 31st, and September 1st. This year's rodeo features the 2012 PRCA Comedy Act of the Year, John Harrison. Saturday night is tough enough to wear pink night with a rodeo dance featuring Nebraska's very own Whiskey Ben. There's a free barbecue on Sunday for all ticket holders, and the rodeo starts at 7 each night. For tickets or more info, go to AdamsCountyFairgrounds.com or call 888-462-3247.
Box in Lincoln Memorial Stadium, getting ready for the season opener on Saturday. Our producer, Jeff Abel, doing a great job back at the studios, wants to remind you that the Doug and Daddy Fantasy Football Challenge is up and ready to go on ESPNSuperStation.com. We talk fantasy football with Luke Hoover of RotoWire every single Thursday in our next 11:45 segment-ish. And you can get clicked up and play for free, RotoWire, ESPNSuperStation.com, and ESPN. Football is right around the corner. Click on the Doug and Daddy Show banner on ESPNSuperStation.com. It has the Fanatics Fantasy Football information. Log in. It's free to log in. It's free to enter. It's free to play. There are prizes each week, including a $25 gift card to Fanatics. In second, we'll get you a large pizza, and the winners are entered into a drawing for the end of the season Super Bowl package from Fanatics. We're looking forward to that. Fantasy football. All you have to do with Fanatics of the Doug and Daddy Show is log on, ESPNSuperStation.com. Get signed up. You'll be ready to go for another exciting NFL football season.
How many leagues are you in this year?
Same as last year.
Okay. Well,
I am in three that I draft, and then I'm in one that is like what we'll be doing here, where you can draft a team each week. So that would be four.
Okay. I've got my first draft of the season tomorrow night. You got a tip for me.
Oh.
Help me out a little bit, buddy. I finished last year in this league. I was last in this league last year.
The one thing I figured out is I don't like that guy. Well, don't worry about it. You know, I don't like these New York Giants. They can still score you some points. And I don't mean like Mike Greenberg was talking about this morning. I don't mean somebody you root against. Every once in a while, like after 4 years, I finally drafted Ahmad Bradshaw or whatever it was because he was the highest running back left on the board, and he was the guy to take. In the past, I'd skip over that and go to the next guy, maybe take a position I didn't need just because I wasn't a big fan of what he could do. That's how I kept getting beat. Coming off a good year last year, so I'm a little worried that I'll have no chance this year.
I usually load my team with Kansas City
Chiefs.
That's
a terrible idea.
And yeah, it is. That's
take Jamal Charles and then quit.
Alex Smith late, maybe.
No, why? Why would you ever play him? If you want him for 1 week, I'll guarantee you he'll still be there. So you don't have to take him too early.
My fantasy actions of trying to get players that are not very good. My philosophy behind the picking players, evidently.
Let's go to our Dent Popper inbox. Kevin says, what do you think of the point spread this weekend for the Huskers and Wyoming? And I'm going to double check that. But it had started around 27. I saw 21.5, and I think it's right around 24. So, Mike, I'll double check that. But 24. Let's say that that is the spread. What do you think of it?
Boy, you're putting me on a spot early. And my wagering normally is not very good either. I'm just coming back from a trip to Vegas, as you well know. At that point, I'll take Nebraska. I'll take Nebraska and give 24.
I think it's going to be very close to that number, which, you know, right now, see, it opened at 21.5, and I see 28.5, 29.
Wow.
From Vegas Insider and most of the casinos that it puts up there. You know, at 29, and I heard on another radio show as we were driving in, Sharp and Benning, I'll throw that out from Omaha, that they thought it'd be in that 50 to 24, 50 to 26 range. Somebody made the – I think Sam, maybe McEwen was on there, said he thinks Nebraska will score 50, but they're going to give up some points as well. So Nebraska scores 50, I think they cover. but that's an – you know, right now I'd say Wyoming, okay? I'll say Wyoming just because it is the first game. I would say Wyoming. Haven't given my prediction yet. We'll do that on Friday's Doug and Daddy show. But, you know – the days of Nebraska scoring a ton of points, even if that season opener, just doesn't happen anymore. And if they hold the ball and have long series and continue to score, Wyoming won't get that many chances. I think it'll be tough for Wyoming to score 24, 28 points. I mean, even if they do get a couple of busted coverages, that's 14 points. I don't think they're going to put together long sustained drives. Yeah. I think they'll score on home runs, not long sustained drives.
I don't see them scoring 3 touchdowns. I think the Wyoming will score less than 20 points against Nebraska's defense.
Well, we have to hope so. That would be a good omen for the defense to start the season, but they will have their hands full with a good quarterback in Brett Smith. Well, Mike, as we've said many times, when you come to live events like this, sometimes you come to the press conference, you hit a home run, sometimes you get a bunt single down the line, and this one was closer to a bunt single. No Andrew Rodriguez, as we were had him scheduled 100% for the show today, so that's why nothing's ever 100%. We hope to maybe catch up with him here before we take off and bring that back and let you listen to it later this week on the Doug and Daddy show. But tomorrow, before I forget here, we're going to talk a variety of things. Dr. Maher is going to be in, not just to talk about his son, Brett, but he'll be in to talk about the Kearney school issue, the vote coming up here in September for a new high school. And we'll talk about that. If you've got questions for it, live interview tomorrow, you can email us, you can Facebook us, you can tweet us, you can even give us a buzz tomorrow during the show. But if you've got one on your mind right now, shoot it to us at the Doug and Daddy show at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. We're going to talk about the Adult Hockey League in Kearney tomorrow on the show. We've got more high school football preview later this week. We talk Carl Tesmer, St. Cecilia. We talk Silver Lake. They're number one in all the 6-man polls that have come out. We'll be talking about that Wednesday with our very busy schedule at the Plottage for the Husker opening lunch with Sean Callahan. Charlie Shoemaker will join us from Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll talk to the head football coach, Dave Christensen, from Wyoming. We've got Bob Jensen for a segment, and we're going to talk to UNK soccer.
Woo!
We're going to have to move on Wednesday. Thursday, of course, Luke Hoover, and then Friday, Jim Langen's in, and we'll be having our Husker predictions. Pigskin Pick'em is back for another year, brought to you by Big Daly's Deli, our friends at Cunningham's, and a whole lot more. Pigskin Pick'em on Friday. So it's here. Like I said, most of August, when this day occurs, that's when my switch flips. We've been getting ready, but you could tell the difference between last week and this week.
Yeah, no doubt about it. A lot of things going on, of course, you and I both with football action later on this week. And just coming to a Memorial Stadium and looking at the East Side expansion project, looking at the turf, my blood is pumping. How about yours?
Well, it's getting there. It's getting there, and it'll be hot and sweaty and pumping on Saturday. Here, we'll take one final break because I think we have one to take back there, Jeffrey. So let's take a final break and see if anything else develops here in Lincoln before we wrap it up on the Doug and Daddy show.
This is Tom Feltis, the owner of Plum Creek Motors in Lexington, and I would like to personally invite you to stop and see our newly remodeled dealership. We have created a bigger and better dealership for our customers to make your service and shopping experience the best it can be. With 2 comfortable waiting areas with big screen TVs and free coffee and refreshments, and a customer business center with Wi-Fi and a personal computer so you can get some work done while you wait. We have upgraded our service department with General Motors' new service workbench system to help us maintain and service your vehicle with world-class technology and speed. And as always, we have one of Central Nebraska's largest selections of new Chevrolets and Buicks for you to choose from. as well as over 200 quality check pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock and priced for any budget. Stop in today and see the all-new Plum Creek Motors in Lexington, where everybody gets a great deal and a great deal more.
Stadium in Lincoln in the opening press conference of the season. Again, just kind of recapping what's been going on in the world of sport. Some good golf over the weekend, and the Champions Run, Cox Classic and Champions Run, came to an end. Second longest playoff in tournament history. Went three extra holes. Bronson Lacasse defeating Matt Betancourt the third time that they played 18 in that. Some really good golf on the Pro Tour. It was actually an exciting finish all weekend long yesterday, with guys moving up and back, and guys, you really weren't at the top 10, and then you got Tiger and Phil and Adam Scott and Justin Rose that are all there. So that was fun to watch. Also, from here, as the volleyball goes, the kind of the big story there was the injury to Kelsey Robinson in the red-white game. Appears she's going to be okay, and Coach John Cook expects her to play this weekend. And then, of course, we want to thank Brent Qualley for joining us on the program today and then listening to what Coach Pelini had to say today, and most of it was pointed. He was asked about just about every position on the football team and about Wyoming. So even though it was longer than usual, there wasn't a whole lot of quirkiness to the press conference today or questions out there that, you know, Bo rolls his eyes at, just a couple.
And really no startling news, so to speak, coming out of the 30 or 35 minutes that Bo was in front of the reporters. Pretty well straight down the line of what we expected, and still a lot of question marks as far as the depth chart is concerned, and those will be answered later on in the week, maybe not until Friday, maybe as late as Saturday when they actually post the official 2D.
Yeah, and I think Bo is giving in. You can tell me what you thought about this. I think Bo's pretty much the whole time, his impression is the defense isn't going to be nearly as rough as everybody thinks it's going to be.
I got that feeling when I came home from Chicago, and I continue to get asked from the fans, what do you think the defense? I just hope the defense is a lot better than last year. Yeah, we all hope it's better than it was last year. It was horrible at times last year.
At times. That's
yeah.
The key.
Yeah, at times.
That's the key. There's no doubt any defense that's about this young is going to give up a play or two, because let's face it, at whatever level, one mistake can make everybody look bad out there. And I think even the great teams, now you see that from time to time. It's just like Coach Pelini and some of the other coaches say, the offenses are so much quicker and better and running out of this spread and can do so many more things than they used to be able to do. It makes it a lot tougher on your defense.
Let's just hope the defense is prime come late part of November on into December.
Got a prediction?
Yeah.
Or are you gonna wait till Wednesday?
Prediction for this week?
Yeah.
I'll take the Huskers.
Okay.
I'm going out on a limb, boy. He's taking the Huskers.
Answering Kevin's question to the Dent Popper inbox. We appreciate all those. And let's wrap things up, Jeff, back at the studio. Remember, Wednesday, our Big Red lunch, the Plottage. We will be there with Sean Callahan and many other guests, including Wyoming football coach Dave Christensen, scheduled to join us live. And as we know, that's never 100%, but he is scheduled to join us live on Wednesday's show, as we talk a lot of Husker football. Thursday, we got the Loper Lunch that's going to be going on. So for the Kearney folks, Kearney I, Kearney Catholic, UNK, talking about their seasons that are getting underway. So we'll be live at that all over the place this week. Tomorrow in studio, Damon Day will be with me. Dr. Brian Maher from Kearney Public School Superintendent will be there. We've got high school football preview, more on the Huskers, and of course, I'll be talking a little adult hockey. Want to thank Brent Qualley for joining us here today, and all the folks here in Lincoln, as always, at the press conferences for the information. Mike, we'll see you Wednesday.
All right, buddy.
Folks, we'll see you then tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 11 o'clock here on ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.